I am so excited for today's podcast. You don't realize how excited I am because the young man that I'm going to be talking to is not only an incredibly talented individual, but he's also one of my former students at Freeport High School and just a jewel in Freeport High School's crown. His name is Xavier Lissandro, and he is a puppeteer. And the story that he has is pretty phenomenal. And we're going to talk with Xavier today about all kinds of things, puppets, and also all kinds of things Xavier. Hi, Xavier. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Connor, it's your introduction for me.
Well, you know, I've got to pump it up a little bit, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. Xavier, I'll never forget. It was freshman year, your freshman year, and you were in my speech class. And yes. I really didn't know anything much about you other than the fact that you gave speeches and you were kind of a little quiet on your own. And we did demonstration speeches. And you said, Mr. Connors, I'm going to do mine on puppetry. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, puppetry. Okay, great. Yeah, okay. One sock, one other sock. This is great. And that next day you asked me, can I set up early for this? And the next thing you know, here are two cameras, a wall, setting this up. And all of a sudden you do this puppet show. And it was amazing. And I remember after the speech that you did, I said to you, hey, would you like to do some broadcasting and do some performing? And holy smokes, Xavier, you had so many great puppets over the years. How did you get interested in puppetry?
Gosh, it all started when I was a young boy. It was like probably when I was 2 years old. I was introduced to the first Muppet movie from my parents. And immediately since then, I was hooked. And I somehow knew out of the gate that they were puppets and they weren't like real frogs and pigs and things. And I was like, well, how do I get to do that? So a lot of my time as a kid was just like demolishing plushes and like gutting them to like turn them into puppets. I cut a hole in my couch to get the stuffing so I could make some puppets. It was a new couch too. My mom still,
I was going to say, when did mom find out about that?
She was at work and then she got home from work. And then let's just say I got a little bit in trouble. Brand new couch.
Oh boy. So I think the thing that, cause there's going to be pictures on our website, a couple of pictures about some of your puppets and also with you and so on. People don't realize you make your own puppets. How many puppets do you have at this time?
I think we're getting close to like 30, I think.
And how do you come up with the concept of the puppet?
I guess it sometimes depends. Sometimes it comes from me just like, oh, I'm just sketching in my notebook and I just come up with a few shapes. They're like, hey, that'd be a great puppet. Or sometimes it comes from like me doing a stupid bit with friends and my girlfriend. Like I'm just doing like some stupid voice and I'm like, you know what? That would be a great puppet. And then I try to base a character around the voice. Recently I built a marionette. That's a golfing mole because I went mini golfing with my girlfriend and I just was doing this so pompous, stupid voice. And it's just like, oh, I'm so good at golf. I hit it in every five putts. The more points you get, the better you do, right? That's how that works.
So with you creating these puppets, how long does it take you to build a puppet from beginning until end?
I'm a massive procrastinator. So sometimes they take a month, but if I really buckle down, I can get it done in a couple of weeks. But yeah, it's especially if you're starting from scratch. Sometimes I'll have patterns saved over that I can use for another puppet. But if I'm like starting from scratch, making all the patterns and just everything, it just takes a long time. And it's long and it's dangerous. Building puppets is a dangerous sport, people, because there are glues that are toxic. There are knives and scissors and bandsaws. It's dangerous, but I'm a tough guy.
So with your 30 or so puppets, The one that I will always remember so very well was Fred. And we will see a picture of Fred on our website. He's the red guy. And Fred was created in drama class just as an oven mitt and a little bit here, but you have transformed him into Muppet. I would say he is a gorgeous specimen. And
yes, I am, Connor.
There's Fred. Fred just stopped up a little bit.
For yes, those of, this saver guy, he talks too much.
Yes. Okay. There we go. See, this is what I've had to deal with for years is talking to Xavier. And then all of a sudden Fred shows up.
Yes.
And then, yes. So with you creating and so on, you had 3 years in Pretzel Pride Network, and that's the broadcasting class that we had at Freeport. And a lot of Xavier's videos are on YouTube, and you can go and look under Pretzel Pride Network and so on. How did Freeport High School kind of hone your puppetry skills or push your puppetry skills? How did it help you, and how did it move you forward?
Well, as you mentioned before, at the start of speech class, I was just a really shy kid. At that point, I haven't really performed in front of people. It was sort of just an unknown territory for me. And it was really scary going into broadcasting for the first time. But Pretzel Pride Network really honed my skills, whether it's like improvising with you or getting to bump up my editing skills. It is truly like, I mean, I don't think I would be as good without Pretzel Pride Network and Freeport High School, you know?
Well, that's very kind of you, and it's very nice of you. And I think the one thing I want to ask is, and let everybody know, you went from a quiet, shy kid freshman year. I saw you all 4 years, mm-hmm. quiet, shy kid, to basically your senior year, you were a rock star, and teachers and kids were like, oh my God, these puppets, and he's talented and all these wonderful things. Well, now school's done and now it's time to move on. Where did you end up going and what did you do?
Well, recently a couple of years ago, I enrolled into West Virginia University, one of the few at the time, schools that have a puppetry major, a BFA. And just starting this fall is going to be my last semester. And I'll be graduating pretty soon. And then recently I went to the Eugene O'Neill Puppetry Conference, which is like one of the biggest puppet events ever. I've got to meet so many amazing people, whether it's people that work at Henson or just people that are just in all different styles of puppetry.
For those of you that don't know Henson, that those are all the individuals with Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock and all of those individuals. Keep going.
Yes. But yeah, you've got so many wonderful people that are like the nicest people you've ever met. I had trouble with like allergies and people were just so gracious to help me out. And it's an experience that I'll never forget, but it's also so hard to explain to people.
Well, if you met all of these individuals when it came to puppetry, is this something you want to do for the rest of your life? Is this your career?
Oh, a million bajillion times over. It's just, I've known since I was a kid that this is what I want to do. I know it's going to be a tough journey as the arts are sort of under fire at the moment, but it's something that I want to pursue. I just love making art and I love making people happy and like having meaningful things to say. And I just love it. Every single bit of it.
Is it a way for you as a puppeteer? Is it a way as an actor? I feel this way sometimes. Is it a way for you to just kind of get away from you and be someone else?
Oh, for sure. But also at the same time, it kind of feels like performing as a puppeteer makes me more in tune to who I am on the inside, if that makes sense. I feel more like myself when I have a puppet on my hand, which is kind of weird to say, but I just feel so alive. It's indescribable.
No, that's a pretty good way of putting it. Now, with your 31, 32 puppets that you've created, Why don't you explain to the audience or describe to the audience just some of your puppets that you have created and maybe do a voice for a second or two with each of them? Of course, we talked about Fred.
Yes, we should need to talk more about me, Connors.
Okay, Fred.
We really shortened me on the stick here.
Fred, have I told you how much I missed you?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
No, you're wrong, Fred.
Oh, you could keep going though. I'm not gonna stop you,
Fred. Some other friends want to talk to you. Who else do you have there?
Fine, I'll go with the other guys. We have a Spike here. I'm a little dinosaur lizard, and I didn't really want to go here. I'm just kind of a little nervous, but that's okay. I've got my coffee that's making me more nervous, but that's okay. It keeps me energized.
Who are a couple of your others?
A new recent character we have is Thorn. And he's this rock star that does not have a guitar because my mom does not think that rock and roll is a valid way to express myself.
I not know anything about Thorn. How about that? And who, well, give me one more.
Well, we got the old man, Marty, your buddy.
Oh, my gosh, my buddy, Marty. Marty!
Oh, man, it's been a while, man. It's been a while.
Now, you also created one by the name of Minnie Connors.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Minnie Connors, how are you? Wow, Xavier, that was really good.
Thank you. That was totally me just then and not you.
What was it like creating a puppet for your teacher?
I was thinking about this last night, just like, wow, I'm sort, because I was doing a little refurbishment. And I'm just like, huh, I'm currently sewing the beard of my high school speech and broadcasting teacher right now. But well, gosh, that was such a helpful experience, because that was like one of my first like commission work. Right. And that was, gosh, I was just like, it was taught me about like trying to get a puppet done on time. It taught me about like trying to get the likeness just right. If I were to build them now, I'd certainly make changes, but I think Minnie Connors is quite the, he's quite the character.
Yeah. Minnie Connors is quite the character. And we did some videos with my son, Henry, when he was in Pretzel Pride Network with you and Minnie Connors. And if anybody has a chance to go onto YouTube and see that, those are kind of funny. Henry worked well with Minnie Connors also. So that was kind of cool.
I could tell that Henry had trouble keeping who is who in check the whole time.
Of course. Yeah, of course. So Xavier, as a puppeteer, there are so many things that you can do, not only just hold on to your puppet and create little films. Can you tell me some of your experiences over the years in college and performance of some fun things that you've done as a puppeteer?
Well, with puppetry, there's always certain challenges you have to face, because you're basically just your hand and that's it. And also, you're limited to your vision, your camera, and like the monitor that you hook up to the camera is like your only eyes to the world as a puppeteer. So it's always a challenge, but it's always like sort of rewarding to make this inanimate object come alive. But in terms of like really fun experiences, recently I've been filming a lot of things and writing with my girlfriend. Her name is Franklin, and we just have the most fun being stupid. And she's a brilliant puppeteer, and it's just so fun to play. That's one of the best things about puppetry, is the play with other people, especially going to West Virginia University and the puppetry conference. I get to meet a swath of puppeteers that we just get to fool around and make each other laugh with these puppets and do stupid bits. That's probably the most fun part about puppetry for me now. And recently, I was told I can talk about this, but we'll see what happens. But recently, I've been shadowing at the company Spiffy Pictures. If you don't know that, the person who co-owns the company is Cookie Monster. So if that puts it into perspective, how big of a deal. And this is in Chicago. And it's, gosh, just the most fun. What I do is I wrangle the puppets, which is basically getting them camera ready. And a lot of that, there's like this sort of fun pressure to get puppets out in time for the next shot. And then like figuring out, okay, so there's a microphone. How do I rig this to the puppet's hands? Because the puppets can't hold things. So it's this fun challenge. And it's been so useful in my understanding of like puppet building and like what it's like in a set environment. It's just been so valuable.
So Xavier, I'm so glad that you came down and we got to spend some time and chat a little bit. I'm gonna ask you the big question right at the end here. This is the last question for you. If you had a dream, a goal, what you'd like to have happen at the pinnacle of your career, what would that be?
Gosh, I think the pinnacle of my career isn't, I feel like I don't really have a super strong goal, but it's just to make art. It's just one of my favorite things, whether I'm puppet building or puppeteering in something or puppet wrangling, it doesn't matter to me. It's all just the most fun ever. I guess the big goal is to maybe have a puppet show of my own. Me and my girlfriend Franklin have certainly written pilots together, and short films and things. So like, well, is there a way we can pursue this even more? I guess we'll see though, especially in the landscape we're in right now, but I think that's the goal.
Xavier, good luck to you. Good luck on your graduation and all of the wonderful things that are ahead of you. I'm so glad you let Freeport know who you are. We are proud of you and we can't wait to see what happens in the future. Thank you, Xavier.
Thank you so much, Connors. I really appreciate it.